KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for light rain or drizzle here today, a high near 40. There is a freezing rain advisory in effect until noon for Audubon, Guthrie, Carroll, Crawford, and Sac counties, and a winter weather advisory in effect until noon today for Harrison, Shelby, and Monona counties. The freezing rain advisory means a period of freezing rain or freezing drizzle may cause travel difficulties, and be prepared for slippery roads in the advisory area. And the winter weather advisory means that periods of freezing drizzle will be occurring. As it again, watch out for slippery roads and limited visibilities. Use caution in both cases while driving. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Officials of the Montgomery County Family YMCA of Red Oak on Sunday said that the Y has received word that it'll be a recipient of a $40,000 grant award from the Rural Iowa YMCA Facility Improvement Grant Program, which is administered by the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. Nick Zimmer, Executive Director of the Montgomery County Family YMCA, said that the grant award is a major part of the estimated $65,000 needed for the YMCA's planned interior resurfacing project of the Wilson Aquatics Center pool. According to Zimmer, the grant will continue to allow the YMCA to be the number one educational water safety resource center for the Southwest Iowa regional counties that they serve. As one of the indoor aquatic centers in Southwest Iowa, Zimmer says, we can continue to build on our established water exercise and physical rehab programs through strengthening collaborative partnerships with the county and area hospitals for more health programming for all ages. He said also that socially, the center brings people of all ages together, which allow each generation to better understand and respect one another. The Rural Iowa YMCA Facility Improvement Grant Program has distributed $1 million to 18 rural Iowa YMCAs over the past 2 years. The program seeks to strengthen rural Iowa communities by investing in facility infrastructure projects to sustain youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility initiatives at YMCAs located in the communities with populations of 28,000 or less. The Board of Supervisors in Adair and Cass counties will hold their annual organizational meetings tomorrow morning in Greenfield and Atlantic, respectively. The meeting in Atlantic begins at 8:30, while the Greenfield meeting gets underway at 9 a.m. Tuesday. Both boards will take care of administrative duties that include electing a board chair and vice chair for 2017, setting their meeting schedule, approving the appointments of deputies and or their assistants, adopting a master matrix livestock resolution for submission to the Iowa DNR that makes recommendations to approve or deny construction permit applications for livestock facilities, and much more. In Adair County, a public hearing will be held at 9:30 a.m. Tuesday on a fiscal year 2017 budget amendment, followed by a resolution approving the amendment as written. Bob Kemp with the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency will present a 28E agreement and change in tax draw to the board. And County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present for signature a resolution for empowerment of the engineer, as well as a resolution designating the county engineer. Kaufman is also serving as interim county engineer in Union County. Members of the Atlantic and Griswold School District Boards of Education will meet Tuesday evening at the Griswold Middle School High School Library. Available board members from both schools will be meeting at 6 p.m. Tuesday with Southwest Iowa Representative Tom Moore and Senator Tom Shipley on legislative matters of importance to the districts and education in general. The session is open for the public to attend. No action is expected, only discussion. Elsewhere in the news, a semi-tractor trailer carrying raw turkey was sliced in half following a train collision in northwest Iowa. That accident happened Friday afternoon on a road near a grocery store in downtown Lamars. The driver of the semi-trailer was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Lamars Fire Chief Dave Shipper says the empty 87-car Union Pacific train was traveling south when it struck the westbound semi-tractor trailer. The vehicle was dragged for about 100 feet before the train came to a stop. A raw turkey packed in the semi-trailer was pressed against the front of the train, scattering the meat across the area. The railroad pole that holds the critical signal lights was also damaged. A 63-year-old man from Ames died Sunday after a fall at Ledges State Park, south of Boone. According to the DNR, the man fell about 60 feet from an overlook off the Lost Lake Trail at around 11:15 a.m. Sunday. He was airlifted out of the park to Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines and was pronounced dead on arrival. Van was part of an annual group hike at the park. Investigation of the incident is ongoing, and the name of the individual was being withheld pending notification of family. Firefighters in Des Moines are investigating what caused a blaze and possible explosion that injured a woman. early this morning. KCCI reports fire crews were sent to the scene north of the Lincoln High School in Des Moines at around 1:30 a.m. today. The burned woman was found outside the house. Her name has not yet been released. Firefighters say the house interior suffered significant fire and smoke damage. Des Moines police are investigating the death of an 18-year-old man who was fatally shot in a dispute outside a Des Moines nightclub. Police were called to the nightclub around 3:30 a.m. Sunday to investigate the altercation. Police Sergeant Paul Parizic says 18-year-old Frederico Thompson Jr. of Des Moines died at the nightclub after he was shot. The shooting was Des Moines' first homicide of 2017. Outgoing U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has some suggestions for farmers and others who will lobby Congress about items in the next farm bill.
We faced a very difficult challenge with the recent farm bill because the conversation started something like this. We've got to save $23 billion. That was the first thing out of the box. The powers to be decided that saving money was the most important aspect of the farm bill.
Vilsack says as a result, corn and soybean farmers from the Midwest were pitted against southern farmers who raise cotton and produce sugar as the 2014 farm bill was written. Vilsack is urging groups in the farm sector to be more vocal advocates of federal crop insurance subsidies and other USDA programs that provide grants for rural development. Key members of Congress say negotiations on the 2018 farm bill could begin later this month.
So it's going to be incredibly important for us to start the conversation with what is the need in rural America, because rural America is an important place. It's where we get our food. It impacts our water. It's our feedstock for our energy source. It's where we recreate. It's our military families. And oh yeah, it gives everybody else in the country the ability to do something other than farming because we're tremendously productive. It's an important place. It deserves to have a conversation first and foremost as to what the need is.
Vilsack, a former Iowa governor, has been the nation's top ag official for the past 8 years. In 1889, Grover Cleveland was the first president to include an agriculture secretary in his cabinet. There have been 30 ag secretaries since then, five of whom are from Iowa. Tama Jim Wilson served three presidents from 1898 to 1913. Edwin Meredith, founder of Des Moines-based Meredith Publishing Company, served a year in President Wilson's cabinet. Henry C. Wallace and his son Henry A. Wallace also did stints as the country's agriculture secretary during the last century. An agricultural economist says he doesn't see anything in the near future to slow the growth in the hog industry. David Miller, director of research and commodity services for the Iowa Farm Bureau, says today's hog producers continue to be more efficient.
We continue to get advances in genetics that are able to push this 1.5% gains that we're seeing in both litters per sow, better return rates on breeding. I think relative to pigs per litter, that's on a march upward.
Purdue ag economist Chris Hurt says while the increase of pigs per litter has slowed slightly over the years, it's still on the positive side.
The proof is in the pudding. We've been at this a long time, certainly for 35 years or so, and basically at this same rate. And when you have that kind of longevity, you have to say probably going to be on the positive side, at least in that 1 to 1.25% a year.
The USDA reported a 2% increase in pigs per litter for September to November, 1% higher than pre-report estimates. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.